Fast and Furious, written by Peak to the Ocean, and read by Hello Moon. They'd been around this table a dozen times, going over plan after plan. Each member of the team had a job to do, and with each huddle, the stakes got higher. Brian wouldn't change it for the world, his people, their cars, the adrenaline. This time was different. They couldn't do it alone. There weren't enough of them, and Dom knew it. Even Vince knew it. But trusting someone else to come into their crew for the first time after Brian? Nerves were shot. All this trouble for one goddamn data chip? Letty muttered. Her palm hit the printout of the image. It was to size, and her hand had no trouble covering the whole image. Her fingers twitched, and Brian knew that she wanted to crumble up their only way to ID and make sure they had the right chip. Thankfully, Tej noticed too. He gently pulled her hand away and slid the paper over to the stack of maps and blueprints. "You heard, Wilkins," Brian explained again, even though they had all heard it half a dozen times. "If that data chip falls into the wrong hands, we could be living in a completely new world by next week." "Yeah, Letty, I don't know about you, but some of us like our lives without global catastrophe," Vince grumbled. "I'm just saying, the stakes are high and the window's too fucking small." Letty spat and spun around, away from the table. No one could argue against that. She described their shit situation perfectly, and no amount of planning around the table would do much until they brought in another driver and knew what they could accomplish. The roles had to be perfectly crafted, and that couldn't happen with an unknown variable. Brian could see Dom's mind working overdrive. He knew that the head of the family already had a driver in mind. "Who are you thinking about?" Brian asked, drawing everyone's attention around the table to Dom. Dom shrugged and tilted his head. A small amount of uncertainty twisted his lips into a frown, but he seemed set in whatever decision he had come to. "The good news is that he's local." "Somebody like this is local and we ain't heard of him?" Tej asked, clearly going through a mental Rolodex of drivers and their abilities. Brian knew the expression because he was doing the same thing. He couldn't think of anyone else in their league, not just for driving, but for a job. This person has to be a special kind of crazy. Dom winced, and Brian waited for the other shoe to drop. "He has license permanently suspended." Dom got ahead of the groans and raised his voice and his hands, gesturing for them to settle down. "He goes fast on something completely different now, but he owes me. He'll do it for us. For me." Vince's eyes had widened, and he pushed himself out of his position, leaning on the table to be able to look Dom right in the eyes. Letty watched his actions and seemed to catch on right away. "You can't be serious about bringing him back here. After last time?" Vince hissed. "He's a loose cannon, Dom." Letty shook her head, which made Brian even more nervous. If Letty was against something, it might definitely be a bad move.
"Nah,"
Tom smirked, looking off into the distance. "His buddy is the one who climbs into the cannons." "Not for lack of trying," Vince muttered. "But fine. Call and see if he's not too busy for us now." It didn't sound like a grudge, not bitter in Vince's usual way, but Brian was missing something, and he desperately needed to know what. They broke for a bit, Dom heading off into a corner room that he had set up as an office for the duration of the heist. Brian sidled up to Letty and resisted the urge to peek into the window. Dom's muffled voice didn't come through clear at all from his vantage point. "This guy agree to yet?" Brian asked hopefully, thinking Letty would be more willing to give out hints than Vince. "Not yet. Had to go through his keeper first. He's trying, though." Letty tilted her head. That was permission enough for Brian. Two of them snuck closer to Dom's office to overhear some of a rushed conversation. "You know I wouldn't be asking if it wasn't important, Floyd, if it wasn't life or death." Dom's low tone hit Brian in the chest, reminding him of the mission. That ridiculous little chip.
"I'm never worried about your intentions, Dom,"
this Floyd guy insisted over the speaker.
"I just can't trust him to keep his head on straight."
"It's your call."
"You wouldn't have rung up if you had any other options. I know that."
Floyd sounded resigned. Dom stayed quiet. He had said his piece. All he had to do now was wait. There were a few seconds of silence before Brian heard shuffling on the other side, and someone else came onto the line.
Dom!
This new guy called, holding out the single word for way too long. Brian looked at Letty with his eyebrows raised, but she hadn't taken her eyes off of the doorway. For the first time all morning, Letty was smiling.
How have you been, brother?
Dom asked warmly, as if the guy on the other end hadn't just hollered at him.
Good, good, good.
More shouting came, but Dom's smile didn't fade. If anything, it grew, and he leaned against the desk, closer to the phone, as if he couldn't hear. Something Brian knew wasn't true, given that the rest of the warehouse had turned towards the office when they heard the increased volume.
Listen, Dom turned serious. None of your cameras. No bullshit. Just me and you. Our team. It's a short drive, but we need your reflexes. We need your speed.
Drive, drive, drive!
Cameras? Brian mouthed at Letty. The yelling didn't seem to faze Dom, though. That didn't surprise Brian too much. Few things affected the man. It sounded like the phone on the other side had fallen onto the ground, but after a little shuffling, Floyd's voice came back on the line.
Well, Dom, he's in,
Floyd told him wearily.
I better not regret this.
You won't, I promise. Haven't I always taken care of him? Floyd still didn't sound too pleased about Dom's successful track record, but he seems to agree nonetheless. Dom stared at the phone long after Floyd hung up. Finally, he looked up to see Letty and Brian in the doorway. Smiling, he slipped the phone in his back pocket.
Now we can plan.
A week later, they had a plan, and Dom's endless assurance, but they still didn't have the last member of their team. It was an hour before the drop, and Brian felt a bit foolish just standing around waiting to hand off the keys to someone he had never met. While the rest of them went over routes and test drove the new specialized engines, Dom kept insisting that this guy didn't need the practice. It's not that he knows everything. Nobody's perfect. But if you give too much time to think about it, he'll overcompensate. He'll know the route, but the drive has to be fresh with his reflexes.
Wild card,
Vince muttered. Before Dom could interject, he held up his hands.
I know, I know. He saved my life, and you're right. He is the best man for the job.
Vince seemed to stumble over the word man. Normally that would be something Letty or Mia took offense to, but Brian clearly was missing something still. Judging by the confused expression on Tej's face, he wasn't alone in that. It wasn't as much as a comfort as Brian would have hoped. The garage door of the warehouse clicked and began to open. It caught all of their attention, and Brian's spine stiffened, eagerly awaiting the end of the mystery. An honest-to-God short school bus pulled into the main space, and the garage door closed nearly as quickly as it had opened. Instead of the classic school bus, a myriad of colors covered the bus, swirling and highlighting the painted guitars, saxophone, and drums. It was empty, save for two people. The driver seemed to be talking to someone Brian couldn't see, but had to be their mystery team member. Something about that bus seemed familiar, though. Certainly wasn't subtle, but his mind couldn't come up with the right memory. He was given the answer soon enough, as the school bus door pulled back to open, and someone stumbled out.
Is that the drummer from Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem?
Tej asked out of the side of his mouth. Brian could only nod. He knew that Floyd's voice had sounded familiar, but of course animals wouldn't have. Floyd was a local lead, but for all the yelling he did, the Muppet mostly seemed to speak with his drums. And Christ, if that's how he handled his kit, Brian could only imagine how Animal managed a wheel.
Jesus, you're right,
he finally muttered back to Tej, and then louder to Vince, all while staring at the complicated handshake Dom and Animal seemed to be engaged in, which mostly consisted of Animal shining Dom's head. How do you and Dom know Animal?
Old family friend, you know?
No, we don't, Brian didn't say, because he didn't want to risk Vince's fist in his face. They were already tense before bringing in a new team member. More stress wouldn't do any of them good. He did, however, exchange another glance with Tej, grateful to find his friends seemed just as flabbergasted by their new guest. Their new teammate.
Dom!
Animal yelled in the same way he had over the phone. The volume the guy managed to get in a single breath made Brian wonder why he wasn't at least on backup vocals for Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. The next thing that came out of Animal's mouth answered Brian's question for him.
Dom, Dom, Dom!
The guy sounded a bit unhinged, his head rolling around like it was on a bobble, but Brian couldn't miss the glance exchanged between him and Dom. This guy was family. Thank you for coming. It means everything, Dom said solemnly. Then he tossed Animal the keys. You ready to drive?
Drive!
The end.
Now shut up and drive.